How about a 4.7 Andy and Mel? It's 8:03. Going to top out at 89 today. It's Friday. Woo! Free Gas Friday song is Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. So you hear that sometime today, be the 10th caller, and you'll win $100 in free gas from the gas stop. It's the last Free Gas Friday of the summer, because the summer is essentially over.
Technically,
it's not over.
Well, technically, according to the calendar, it wouldn't be. But everybody always says summer's over after Labor Day.
Well.
And you can't wear white pants and stuff after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Unless you're a referee.
Yes, then you could still wear white pants.
Luckily, we have the black ones now.
I don't think that whole white shoe pants.
The knickers?
Thing or whatever. No, I'm just saying I don't think that rule is in effect anymore. They used to say after Labor Day, you can't wear white pants and stuff.
Okay, so apparently some women have an issue with guys making less than them or more than them. Which one was it?
Guys making less than
women. They do. That's yes. Right. There were some women who did not like it. I keep getting it backwards because it's like usually from the guy's angle.
I know, it's confusing.
And I keep saying it from that angle, but it's about women and it's backwards. 79% of women say they have a serious problem with dating a man who makes less than they do, which... To me, it never mattered. Really.
Mm-hmm.
More she makes, less I have to make.
Right.
Makes my life easier. I can focus on more fun things, you know? But would it bother you if the guy you're dating or the guy you end up marrying made less money than you did? 361-555-7, email or text am@hot1047.com. Michelle's on the phone. How are you, Michelle? So, would it bother you if your boyfriend, husband made more money than you, or made less money than you?
Actually, no. I married a man who makes less money than me.
Yeah?
And it turns out really great. I mean, we occasionally, and I heard the other callers say something about the fighting.
Yeah.
And that came up in the very, very, very beginning of the relationship, but it's really not an issue now.
I don't think that's a fight fair thing either. You know,
well,
right.
The only thing is it'd be the only thing we have on you.
Right.
Right. And that's like, if you're with somebody that's going to bring that up anyway, you're probably with somebody that's insecure in their manhood to begin with.
Yeah.
So
probably not a good thing. My husband's really good about it. It came up a couple times just because he was raised to
take care
of the family.
Yeah. Right. Be the breadwinner.
So and it was just this idea that he had this problem for a long time, but when he realized that, hey, nope, she really treats it like our money,
right?
And I don't throw it in his face or anything like that, he's fine with it now.
I think it's just such an old-fashioned thing. I think it's like where the guys just feel like they have to, where I could see it being a problem both ways, not so much the female part of it, but for the guy problem, I can just see so many, or part of it, I can see so many fights.
I could see the in-laws having a bigger problem with it.
Oh, the in-laws right. Could, yeah. Too. Yeah.
Well, if you would have married a guy who made more money.
Well, my in-laws really don't mind. It's his father is very Southern, very old-fashioned.
And do they give, does he give him a hard time about it?
He doesn't give him a hard time about the money, but then he'll get on him about doing stuff around the house and being the man around the house. And so when he comes over, why haven't you taken care of that dryer vent? Why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done that? So
because I'm not an HVAC guy.
Man.
Yeah.
I'd say, well, then don't come to my house.
Then don't come over, yeah. Well, thank yeah. you for the call, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's funny about how with the home project stuff, like when we first got our house, I was like Mr. DIY.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do everything. Now I want to call somebody to do everything.
Or you call your dad.
That's still calling somebody to come over and do everything.
It's true.
Because I don't want to deal with it. I don't have time to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something I want to do, sure, I'll do it. But I think for now, I'm just going to stick to the lawn.
Okay.
I'm not going to remodel anything anytime soon.
All right.
Anyway, drink. I got an email from Olympia. It was a bit of a factor when I met my husband. It was awkward when going out while we dated. And early on when we were married, there was a power struggle, but we stuck it out.
I would hate to see, like, if the women use that for the fight. Like, the fact that I make more money, so I get to make the decisions what we do with our money.
I think it would be more guys that would use that as ammunition because it's the only thing we would have.
Maybe.
Because if you don't have that, I can't think of any other leverage we could possibly have to throw in your face.
It's true. You got nothing.
We'd have nothing. No. I mean, withholding sex doesn't work for some reason. Basically because we can't. Fine, I'll give in. That never works. Anyway, we got... oh, no, we don't have dirt coming up. I thought we were 15 minutes ahead of where we actually are.
Oh, boy.
My bad. Remember the tanning mom?
Yeah.
She got drunk and on YouTube.
Oh, goody.
Got that coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21. We're going to top out at 89 today. I guess there was a big brawl last night.
Oh, yeah.
West 43rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this off of KSFY.com. It was an altercation with people in the living room during which a firearm was displayed. Then fled to the apartment building across the street. About 10 people showed up at a house on West 43rd Street with baseball bats in hand. Then that was when the firearm was displayed. They took off. Police don't know whether any involved in the fight lives in that building or not, which I would hope they did.
Wow.
Then they grabbed bats and golf clubs and chased the aggressors through the apartment's parking lot. During the chase, two vehicles were damaged with bats and windows were broken. Yeah, one 17-year-old was arrested with a charge of intentional damage to property. Sheesh.
Is that the same one where the group fought with pots, pans, golf clubs, and other weapons?
I don't know. Because
that's what I'm reading on Argus 911.
Probably. Was it West 43rd Street?
Well, it doesn't say in this particular one, but I think it... Oh, yeah, it looks like it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently one juvenile was taken into custody as well.
The 17-year-old that I just mentioned?
Oh, sorry.
Would you like to reread the story?
Sorry, I was just looking at the Argus 911.
For being redundant.
I wasn't being redundant. I was just looking for more information.
Asking questions that I already answered. How about that? This is something I have just kind of started to notice. Maybe it's something with age, like the grayer my hair gets, that I just start to observe and notice things a little more and better, which is probably true. And that is that women talk in circles. Some more so than others.
But are you saying that I do?
You definitely do.
Mm.
Crystal did it to me the other night, where she asked a question, I gave an answer, she re-asked the question again.
I don't think it's necessarily that we are talking in circles as so much as that we want to get the answer that we're looking for.
So you are talking in circles to get
no,
what you want.
We're just asking over and over and over again until you say
aggravate
exactly what
us
you
until
want.
Until we can no longer stand to hear your voice.
Yes.
And that's how you get what you want. That
well, it works.
Guys, I just cracked it.
It works.
I got to write a book. I'm going on Dr. Phil.
I have to help you because I am your woman expert on this.
No, you're just the best example of the problem.
Well, see, and no, come on now. But I totally will nag to get my way. I just won't say it necessarily. I use a nag tone, but I will get my way.
There's no way to nag without having the tone.
Oh, I can nag without the tone.
It's not
nagging. Remember, I can change my voice.
The phone's just exploded. Every line is lit right now.
Do you think it has something to do with that?
I think it probably does.
The fight last night.
I don't know, but they didn't blow up until after we started talking about women talking in circles.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
We're going to find out what everyone's calling in about here. But first, the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I know it's hard to believe that I'm right 98% of the time. The other 2% is when I have to solve math problems.
And you're leaving part out when you talk in circles.
Shut up.
824, Hot Water 4.7.
Thunder Valley Drag...
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, it's 8:38. Going to top out at 89 today. This just came across the AP wire at the Vikings preseason game last night down in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
A fan that went to the game fell to his death from an escalator.
Oh my gosh.
The park officials said in a statement released late yesterday that a fan fell from the escalator while attending the preseason game between the Houston Texans and Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
Yeah. He died in the emergency room. So that's one thing where it happens every now and then at a stadium where someone like falls from somewhere up high, like that guy last year at the Rangers game he went over and was trying to catch the ball. And I'm always wigged out when I'm in the upper levels of a stadium.
I don't like sitting in them for that very reason. Like
I don't like sitting there because the view sucks. But
well, that too.
Anyway.
I'm kind of a snob.
Mel likes annoying music.
I don't like annoying music.
And you know what she found out?
There's an app for that.
There is an app for that. It's called AutoWrap. It is the coolest thing.
And of all the things for you to say into the app, why did you do a forecast?
I just thought I would pick something that maybe is kind of boring and then make it fun. So it would be like, I don't know, taking some textbook and reading that and then turning it into a fun rap.
You should do 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah, here is Mel's, what is it called again?
It's AutoWrap.
Is the name of the app.
Is the name of the app.
Mostly sunny and hot with the high near 100. Partly cloudy tonight with the low around 64. Friday sunny with the high near 92. And Saturday sunny with the high near 92. 92 sunny and hot with the
That's
high
my
I
favorite
like
part.
I like how you went all radio puker on the weather as you were reading it.
I didn't know how it was going to sound on the rap part.
Yeah, it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 92.
I did a little radio puke.
Yeah, a little puke. 92. Okay, I can't handle it anymore.
That's so fun, though.
It's fun, but it gets annoying fast.
Well, that's because of that particular beat. But there are other things. The reason why how I found this was the group Carmen.
Yeah.
Their new song, Hello, is actually featured on there so that you can put whatever you want to say, your words, into rap to their song.
So that's how Carmen got famous, is by using an app?
No.
Oh.
No, that's something that's featured, so they're promoting it.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
So, and they have like Nelly, Country Grammar, and a whole bunch of other ones. It's mostly free, but if you want to like get all the good songs, you have to pay like $2.99 for 40 plays, which is not that bad. So
make sure you record it somewhere.
Yeah.
If you can. Which I don't think most people, because sound cards and computers, there used to be where you could just like record whatever internally.
Right.
Now, like my laptop, I can't do that.
Oh.
Because it's newer.
Well,
my desktop,
I can. I could email it.
Yeah, but it's still just like a web player.
Yeah.
You still have to be a little geeky to be able to actually save the thing. But
it's pretty fun. I had the kids last night just say their names into my phone and then it put it to the rap, and that was pretty fun too. So
remember Tanning Mom?
Yes, I remember Tanning Mom.
Yeah, who allegedly brought her little girl to a tanning salon.
Allegedly.
And everybody was freaking out about it. Well, her name is Patricia Krenzel, if you don't remember. She's from New Jersey. Definitely participates in the, well, TL. I don't know about the gym. But anyway, she was the guest of honor at a drag queen show in New York Wednesday night. And she got there absolutely hammered.
Oh boy.
How are you?
I don't like you being disrespectful. And I think everyone here is great, but what you need to know is that I never took my daughter into.
Yeah.
She was wasted. Whoa.
What's the dumbest thing you ever did when you were drunk?
I don't want to say.
Okay, the dumbest thing you did when you were drunk that you can say.
My friend Jamie, well, I've told you before, vodka makes me pet people.
Yeah.
For some reason, and she's got really pretty hair. It's long and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all straight and just looked really nice. And I decided to pet her. I kept saying, "You're so pretty." And I pet her hair.
So that only happened once?
No. Every time I drink vodka.
It does every time?
For some reason, vodka makes me pet people.
Mine is a story I have told on the show before when I locked myself out of my dorm room in my underwear. I ended up out in the hallway outside the security door.
Oh, my birthday a couple years ago was pretty embarrassing.
You're getting very shot.
Yes.
Yeah, come here. I need to buy you a shot.
I was trying to get you to have a shot. I threw up so many times on the way home. Thank God I had a sober driver.
Weekend wake-up's coming up at 9 o'clock. And I think this would be a fun time to just, if you're willing, call in and tell us what the dumbest thing is you did when you were drunk. Ooh. I do not want my friend was hammered. I don't want friend
stories.
No, we
want you.
You. All right? Because we told stories about us. So you need to tell a story about you.
They're
I don't want to hear about your friend who got hammered.
Well, it might be their, in quotation marks, friend.
Yeah, this friend of mine? Mm-hmm. No, it was
We're not
them.
Buying that.
Even if you say friend, we're just going to say it was you that did the thing. Dumbest thing you did when you were drunk, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up in 16 minutes. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 851, up to 89 today. We can wake up with DJ Core coming up in 8 minutes.
Woohoo!
Yeah. He's going to throw down some mixes, and you'll like it. Promise.
It is a great lineup today. That
very,
is sure.
Very good track list, shall we say.
Loving it.
We just played the clip of the tanning mom who allegedly had her daughter, very young daughter, I don't remember, what was she, 8?
Something like that, yeah.
Allegedly in a tanning bed. Not necessarily for sure that that was the case, but anyway, so she was hammered on stage. So it's like, well, it's Friday. I would like to know the dumbest thing you ever did when you were drunk.
We're getting hammered.
Yeah. The biggest one I could think of.
We're getting hammered.
Was when I locked myself outside my hallway at Matthews Hall at SDSU.
Yeah. I would say besides the petting was definitely my birthday a couple years ago. And
there wasn't any one thing, though. You were just obnoxious.
Obnoxious the whole time. But the way home, Mike had to stop 7 times for me to throw up, including on the interstate. And I needed something to wipe my mouth with. And luckily, he says, clean socks in his trunk. So that's what I used to wipe my mouth with.
Casey's on the phone. How are you, Casey?
I'm good.
So, dumbest thing you did when you were drunk?
Puke the entire length of the McDonald's parking lot on 41st in Minnesota.
That's good work.
That's about half a block.
That is
That's
good
a big
work.
Parking lot.
How much did you have in your stomach?
It was my 21st birthday, so
you were full. You were full. I'm
guessing you went to a buffet that night as well.
Well, I'm not a heavy drinker. I never have been. I had my daughter at 17, so I never really got to get into the party scene. So when I turned 21, my family was out to kill me, I swear, because I had 9 shots that night.
Wow. That is good work. Thanks for the call, Casey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. We got a text that was very funny. Here it is. Got kicked out of Canada, and then one time, instead of walking 3 blocks to my dorm, I walked 3 miles to a campground and slept on a picnic table.
I know who that is.
In February. You know who this person is?
I know who this person is.
That's some good work, too.
Yes. Yes. It's a her.
I got time for one more here quick. Chris is on the phone. How are you, Chris?
I'm pretty good.
So, dumbest thing you did when you were drunk?
I was over at an animal refuge type area, and he was having a big party, and my buddy dared me to climb over the fence, and there was a bunch of bears inside.
Bears?
Yeah,
like bears. Like ger bears. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and one thing, so I wanted 2 things. Those are my friends, and bears like beers.
Ew.
That's not good.
Yeah, they were drinking out of my cup. I was surprised I did not get bit.
Or killed, for that matter.
Yeah.
Give me more beer. Rawr.
Rawr. Wow. Thanks for the call, Chris. That is definitely the dumbest thing we've heard so far.
For sure.
Thanks.
Yep.
But anyway.
It's impressively bad.
We have got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. That is coming up next. Hang on.
Baby, you know. Hot 104.7.com.